Janelle Monáe comes out publicly as non-binary. Ed Sheeran supports Ukraine with video for Two Step featuring Lil Baby. And Trey Songz faces new sexual assault allegation. It's Friday, April 22nd, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Janelle Monáe has publicly come out as non-binary. "I just don't see myself as a woman solely," the singer told Jada Pinkett Smith on the latest episode of Red Table Talk. "I will always, always stand with women. I will always stand with black women." In 2020, Monáe tweeted the hashtag #IAmNonBinary, but later said it was meant as a show of support, not as a personal declaration. "It resonated with me," they told The Cut, "especially as someone who has pushed the boundaries of gender since the beginning of my career." On Red Table Talk, the 36-year-old singer explained why they were coming out now. Somebody said, "If you don't work out the things you need to work out first before sharing it with the world, then you're going to be working it out with the world. That's what I didn't want to do." Monáe came out publicly as pansexual in a 2018 interview with Rolling Stone. "Being a queer black woman in America, someone who has been in a relationship with both men and women, I consider myself to be a free-ass mother effer," they said. Singer Demi Lovato publicly identified as non-binary last year after a lot of healing and self-reflective work. In 2019, Sam Smith announced that after a lifetime of being at war with my gender, I've decided to embrace myself for who I am inside and out and adopted gender-neutral pronouns. Ed Sheeran has added Little Baby to Two Step, a song from his album Equals, to support the victims of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Sheeran said that he will donate revenues from the YouTube streams of the video to Disasters Emergency Committee Ukraine Humanitarian Appeal. "I filmed the video for Two Step in the city of Kiev, Ukraine, before the devastating acts of violence started to take place," the singer explained in a statement. "It was my first time visiting the country and I felt so welcome during my stay there, everyone from the production crew to many people I met across my days off. Ukraine is a proud and resilient country and I'm grateful to have had the chance to film my video there. I stand with Ukraine." You can watch the video in the link in the description for this episode. Trey Songz is facing another accusation of sexual assault, this one dating back to 2013. Megan Johnson is demanding more than $5 million US from the singer whose real name is Tremaine Neverson before May 5th. "We know a lengthy public litigation would encourage other victims and witnesses to come forward," reads a letter from lawyer George Vrabic. In a video posted by TMZ, Johnson is seen posing for a photo during an event at the Foxford Resort Casino in Connecticut when Songz comes up and pulls a bikini top down to expose one breast. "Titty in the open," he exclaims several times. Johnson appears to laugh it off, but Vrabic's letter claims she was shocked and confused and remained quiet during the rest of the event, and several of her co-workers tried to console her. He said Johnson feared Songz would randomly assault her from behind again. Vrabic explained why Johnson did not come forward for nearly 9 years. In December 2021, after reading about your Las Vegas arrest, Ms. Johnson had for the first time recalled the incident and realized that she too had been sexually assaulted by your reckless and negligent hands, he wrote. Specific details of the assault flooded her memory shortly thereafter. The lawyer has said that his client has engaged in self-harm, severe emotional distress, and damages both economic and non-economic since the incident. Her injuries are substantial, continuing, and permanent. The demand letter, dated April 20th, was also sent to Foxwood Resort Casino and event sponsor Bacardi USA Inc. Reps for Songz have not yet publicly responded. Vrabic's firm is also representing Dylan Gonzalez, who earlier this year accused Songz of sexually assaulting her in a Las Vegas hotel room 9 years ago, and Jahara Jeffries, who claims Songz sexually assaulted her at a Miami nightclub in 2018. In February, an unidentified woman filed a lawsuit against Songz, accusing him of brutal sexual assault in March 2016 in Los Angeles. She is seeking at least $20 million US in damages. Songz responded publicly to a woman who accused him of taking her phone away and refusing to let him leave her hotel room following a tryst. "I usually stay quiet on this, but I feel in many ways the movement to fight for women who have actually suffered harassment and abuse on various levels has been hijacked by those who find it convenient for themselves to come up as they seek to destroy someone's life," he wrote. "I brush it off every time, but once you have an allegation, no matter its true weight and validation, it now has happened once to someone and will be believable from that moment forward. None of that happened." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.